And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Man, I'm telling you what, this show, we go like, woo, covered down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean to say, wow, this show like goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, before I jump back into the dipper, let me just point out to you guys. So you hear the ads playing during the break. When you're hearing those ads, just know this. Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business, all right? We're not owned by the stations that you're listening to us on. We are a standalone business, and one of our means of keeping the business afloat, so to speak, is selling ads. And so if you would like to be a part of the Right Side team, if you listen to the show and you're thinking to yourself, man, those guys sound like me, they talk like me, they think the way I think, I want my business aligned with them, because you got to know, Right Side Ruffians would love to shop at or buy from or use the services of another Right Side Ruffian. So yeah, if you want to do that, you don't call the station, you have to call us. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the tab that says advertising. Send us a message. We will get back to you right away. We got two we're following up on just from a couple days ago. So anyway, yeah, rightsideradio.org. You want to advertise on the show? We'd love to have you on the team. I got several text messages. I'll just jump on in there. Brand spanking new in the text line. Is it Mural? I think it's Mural from Hartzell. Glad you're in there. Thank you much. Says, so what was the vote December 20th, 2018 that had $5.7 billion for a wall and eight Republicans voted against it but was dead on arrival in the Senate? Well, I agree. I seem to recall there being a bill that would have floated money for the wall, and I also remember there being effort by the Trump administration to realign monies from defense that he categorized border security as national security. So I do think that there was some effort in the past to make that happen. But I don't remember a comprehensive piece of legislation that covered the entire gamut. John from Huntsville says, Mo Brooks is always spot on with his comments and the perfect definition of a class act. He gets an A-plus from me, John from Huntsville. All right, there you go. Mo might win the show today. We'll see. Butters texted in. He says, great show so far today, Boomer. Just wanted you to know.
Thanks, Butters.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Stephen from Madison just texted in and says, great segment. I miss Mo. Brian from Huntsville says, what about for a limited time offering illegal aliens work permits if they build the wall? Now, see, that's thinking right there. We give you a temporary work permit. We'll let you get paid quite well to live on the southern border building the freaking wall. Gotta love it. All right, so just to refresh a couple of numbers for you that are fresh numbers. Story off the Daily Caller came out 2 days ago. The number of illegal immigrants currently in Border Patrol custody nationwide surpassed 22,000. Now, keep in mind, over 6 million have come in. So 22,000 are in custody. However, the Customs and Border Patrol is not designed for long-term detention. So if they have 22,000 people in detention, that's a burden, that's a strain on their systems. It says Border Patrols across all sectors had almost 17,000 illegal immigrants in custody on the evening of August 10th, and it's gone up from there. As of Tuesday, 9 Border Patrol sectors were over capacity, including the Del Rio sector in Texas, which was at 280% capacity. Y'all, 280% capacity. That means they've got almost 3 times the number of people they're supposed to have. Here's something that's really accurate. Talk about readiness. So agents in El Paso, Texas, have been instructed that their firearms qualifications, their use of force training, their suicide awareness training, recruiting events, and their physical fitness programs have all been put on hold for the next 2 weeks because of an unprecedented migrant surge. Meaning, in other words, they're having to cancel vital training. They're having to cancel training that's actually considered part of the certification of their job. They have to because the job is so overwhelming right now. Democrat El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser said Saturday his city's at the breaking point. Democrat Eagle Pass Mayor declared a state of emergency. because of the thousands that have arrived in their small town. Eagle Pass, Texas has a population of like 29,000. They're being overwhelmed by that many in a week. It says Border Patrol has recorded more than 1.8 million illegal crossings at the southern border between October 2022 and August. So we're looking at right now, they're saying that the projections are that we're going to hit a record that's going to surpass 2022's record, that's going to be well over 2 million illegal border crossings. Y'all, the population of the United States has grown by 2 or 3 percentage points since Biden took office just on illegals. I'm not saying they're lawfully here or they're citizens. I'm saying the population of the United States has grown by several percentage points. The number of illegal immigrants that have crossed our border is greater than the entire population of the state of Alabama. Think about that. More people than what live in your state. And this is not a small state. We're in the middle of the pack when it comes to population, but this is not a small state. You're a state right now that has 7 congressional seats, which is based on population. 7. We have over 5 million people in our state. Over 6 million people have come across our border since Biden took office. Elon Musk went down to the south border, though, which is unusual. Story here on Fox News. Elon Musk live streams the border in order to give people firsthand account of the migrant crisis. He went down there with Republican U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez from Texas to go and see it for himself. And he's been pretty on top of it on social media, calling it a crisis, saying that it's just absolutely unbelievable. And then actually showing his own live stream as he walked through some of the situations that they were in the Eagle Pass area. Y'all, Elon Musk flew in to see it and not to stage a photo op. I mean, now, granted, he was doing a live stream, so I don't mean to say he wasn't taking pictures. What I'm saying is Democrats are showing up down there occasionally, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in her special white outfit as she feigned crying by the gates. Okay. She hadn't visited since then, has she? But tech mogul, billionaire, richest man in the world, Elon Musk, says that he gets it. He came here as an immigrant, but he came here the right way. And he has become a huge part of our society. And he loves this country. And he's appalled by what he's seeing down there. And he's down there live streaming it. Take note of the fact that President Biden was in Arizona yesterday or the day before. Did he go to the border? Nope. Of course not. He was there for a political fundraiser, which means he's not about to go near a place that would make him look bad, because there's nothing that would make him look good on the border. There's nothing that would go right for him to go stand at the actual border. You stand in front of that border wall, you're an instant meme, Mr. President. You are an instant meme. We will be memeing you left and right. Go stand at the port of entry. Tell us what you see. Go down to Eagle Pass, Texas, and watch the hordes coming across the Rio Grande. Elon Musk went on to say, in a separate story that was on Fox, that he supports a border wall. And he says that migrants that are coming here making these fake claims of asylum, they need to provide shreds of evidence at the very least that they should deserve asylum. He says, we actually do need a wall, and we need to require people to have some shred of evidence to claim asylum to enter, as everyone is doing that. He pointed out, it's a hack. You can literally go on Google. It'll tell you exactly what to say to claim asylum. He says, but if you paid attention, this is McCarthy talking now. Kevin McCarthy was talking about all that. He said, if you paid attention last night to what happened to the border, 11,000 people came across illegally. That's 50,000 in the last 5 days. By the way, this story came out 2 days ago. And you've got the governor of New York, the governor of Massachusetts declaring a state of emergency. The president can take action. He can do something that would keep us from having to deal with this. It's not a partisan issue, Musk replied. And he went on to say, too, that we have got to get a grip on our border. All right, so Is it triggering liberals?
Yeah.
It's triggering liberals in a big way. Townhall.com has a piece right now. The headline is Why Elon Musk's Latest Trip Triggers Liberals. And he points out, we've got illegal, if you didn't see this, it's maddening. There's an island in the middle of the Rio Grande at one point, just a small island. I mean, we're talking about, you know, smaller than most, you know, it wasn't even 50 yards long, it looked like. This little island, some Venezuelans came across and planted their flag on the island. They're trying to get into our country. Why is that? Why are we looking for people that are going to come here to plant their flag? If you love your nation, go back to it. If you love your nation so much that you want to come plant your flag on U.S. soil, then I say, you know what? Why are you here? If you love it so much, you must not need asylum. But yeah, billionaire Elon Musk down yonder at the border. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you when we get back about a couple more things on this topic, like what liberals are saying. And then, for that matter, if the border is in such chaos, what happens if we shut down this weekend on the budget? And then what about National Guard? Are they being used within their rightful MOSs to go down to the border and, you know, process paperwork? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're going to wrap up this topic, but I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the next one. I think the next one's going to be a hoot. The next dipper that we're going to get into after we finish up this Build the Wall section is called Hold My Beer. So there's a series of stories where I'm pretty sure we're just going to have a hoot with it. So stand by for that. Jeremy from Huntsville just texted in and says, wow, okay, long text there, Jeremy. He says, we're going to have a really tough time as Republicans and conservatives trying to get anything done until we realize that we have to stand with one voice. Democrats figured this out. They support each other in all their lies, regardless of how foolish they look. They end up gaslighting the public into believing those lies. If Mo Brooks was on the same page as Donald Trump when he made his claim to forget about the 2020 election and focus on the future, he'd still be in office. Well, that may be true, but, I mean, Mo also stood up for what he believed in. So he says, Mo Brooks was probably right, but Donald Trump wasn't ready to get behind that message, and we're our own worst enemies. Congressman Barry Moore recently stated that it's going to take someone like Donald Trump who has the financial capability to withstand the onslaught of legal attacks and the death of 1,000 cuts. I'm paraphrasing, but he was correct. I'm not going to argue that. I'll be honest with you. I think that the best thing that could happen to Trump is getting reelected, truthfully. The onslaught he's facing legally right now is something that nobody should have to go through because— granted, if something is wrong in your life, you need to be held to account. There's no way in the world some of these novel theories of law are truthful or stand up. And what just happened to him with his finances? I mean, they're turning his entire New York financial empire upside down in court by reappraising. The judge is reappraising the value of his assets single-handedly. And it's nauseating. All right, Mark from Laredo, Tennessee also said, hold my beer, and it ain't no Bud Light. That's true. You are correct, sir. None of that here. Hey, back on this issue of building the wall. New York governor deploys the National Guard to help migrants file paperwork. I had an email conversation back and forth with somebody yesterday, and we were in agreement. We were just kind of lamenting back and forth on the issue of the National Guard. By the way, don't think for a second that the National Guard is not, you know, as trained or competent as the active duty. It may not be their day-to-day job, but they have to go through the same schools. They have the same MOSs. They use the same equipment. Gone are the days when I would say they were just weekend warriors. They're not. They are a part of the ready force. And Governor Kathy Hochul, who does not impress, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York has announced the deployment of an additional 150 National Guardsmen. It's supplementing the other 2,000 National Guardsmen already assigned to her migrant crisis. Guardsmen have had to be deployed to 51 hotels and two New York City humanitarian emergency response and relief centers. Why? So they can do things like processing the necessary paperwork for asylum seekers. Y'all, that is not what the Guard is for. Now, she has the authority to call them up. She has the authority to declare an emergency proclamation and under Title 32 U.S. Code, call them up and put them to work. But keep in mind, if your MOS is to even be a clerk, all right, which I think was 81 Charlie, I'm not mistaken. But if you were designated as a clerk, and so you're a paperwork guy or a paperwork, a soldier, I get it. That's an important job. We got to have the paperwork done. That does not mean you join the Army to be someone who processes paperwork for illegals to get asylum. That's the State Department's role. That's the Customs and Border. That's ICE's role. That's the Department of Homeland Security's role. Where are they? Nowhere to be found. In the meantime, 6 million are in the country. And the Guard is having to pull non-combat related duty in order to process paperwork for illegals who are destroying cities. And then you have people like Ayanna Pressley. Golly, hard to even just watch her on TV. Representative Ayanna Pressley, she's a member of the squad. You remember she's the black female representative, bald. Representative Ayanna Pressley this week claimed repeatedly on CNN that the southern border is secure, even leaving CNN anchor Jake Tapper stunned. I mean, it's gotten to the point that CNN can't cover this anymore. They can't cover it up. She says, no doubt about it, our border is secure, Pressley said Wednesday on CNN, story here on the Daily Wire, dated yesterday. We're in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. We have to fix a broken system. And Tapper interrupted her. He says, you think it's secure? You think the border is secure? Or is it not secure? What are you saying? She says, I believe we're in the midst of a humanitarian crisis, and there needs to be a federal investment to support these immigration families. And then he said, okay, I hear that. I don't disagree on the humanitarian crisis, but are you thinking that the border is secure? Is that what you said? She goes, yes, the border is secure. Well, and then he follows up by saying, but if you have millions of undocumented migrants in the country, then how is the border secure? Great question. Thank you, Jake Tapper, for finally waking up. Kevin McCarthy says this on Breitbart, story out 2 days ago. If there's a government shutdown, he says, if President Biden stays on the sidelines, then our border is going to be destroyed day after day. The government will shut down. He said, just like we've had strikes in California and Michigan and embassies evacuated around the world, his lack of leadership causes catastrophic consequences. And he went on to say, of course, he's pointing his fingers at the Senate, too, because he's the House guy. The Speaker says the Senate has not done their job. The Senate's not taken up the housework, not stepped in to do something about it. Otherwise, the government's going to shut down. And just like we're having strikes in Michigan, like we've had a 5-month strike in California, just like we have embassies that are being evacuated, he says, show some leadership. These are your policies, he said of Biden. It would keep the government open while he finished the job, but he points out, if they don't reach a negotiation, by the way, the vote failed today. I'm sure they're going to stay on it. They'll probably work through the weekend, but nonetheless. Now, here's the last thing as we go to the break. Go figure. Didn't see this coming. You know, the Biden administration developed their entry phone app and their new ID card, and they're finding scrapped ID cards all over the place and people dropping the apps off their phones. No, that's not happening. You mean the app that tracks their movements? They don't want it on their phones? The ID card you gave them, they don't want to use it? Go figure. We got to build this wall, y'all. It's part of why we got to win in 2024. Coming right back, going to have some fun. Hold my beer. We'll be right back.